Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. We're at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Later on in the program, Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts. We're also going to talk to Jody Fagan about 100 Women Who Care. Right now, joining us on this very snowy Santa Fe morning by telephone, I hope we got through, is Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Yes. Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Yay, I'm so glad you're able to join us. The roads, I guess, are pretty bad out there.
Yes, particularly coming in off of the freeway.
Well, drive safely. And anyway, so Linda, we're now getting toward the second part of the legislative session. What's going on budget-wise?
Well, we've got 13 days left, and we don't have a budget moving. Last week in the House Appropriations Committee, they were all ready to pass the budget out, send it to the floor of the House. And the governor sent a message that she didn't really like it, and so things have just shut down. I'm sure there's behind-the-scenes negotiations, but the budget is already a week beyond what we thought it would be. It's an interesting time.
What does that mean for the state and for the upcoming process of getting a budget done?
Well, we have to have a budget to the governor by the last day of the session, so there's still plenty of time, and generally the House and the Senate like to send the budget up in the last few days, but usually they have a little more time to work out the disagreements between the House and Senate, as well as the disagreements between the governor and the legislature.
So if those disagreements all happen at the last minute, how do they get resolved?
That's a really good question. They will either be resolved or maybe we'll be in special session. I kind of doubt that.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's talk about some other things. The everlasting issue of immigrant driver's licenses. Where are we on that?
Well, that's kind of stalled also. What has happened there is there was a committee, House Judiciary Committee, where their responsibility was to look at the bill and decide if they were going to pass it on, and it had come to them with amendments on it, with compromise, quote, compromise amendments, and they had like a 4 or 5 hour hearing, and they said, well, we don't want to send this bill to the governor like it is, so we're going to try to reach a compromise with the governor before we send it out of this committee. So it's still sitting in that committee.
And when things sit in committees, they tend to die.
Indeed they do, although today I think it's on the calendar, so we'll see if they get it out.
Okay, now the PRC, the Public Regulation Commission, where are we with some, what is it? It would be a law that would actually require qualifications for the job.
That's it. The PRC is an interesting legislative animal. It was formed in the early 2000s where they combined legislatively the Corporation Commission and the Public Utility Commission. And the whole idea was to get more accountability by having elected people to that office. But it's kind of been a failure because everybody knows what's happened with the PRC. There have been a lot of problems with the people who have served in office. So the legislature is taking a different tack. They have passed out of the House several constitutional amendments to change how the PRC works. One of them is to require qualifications, like you have to have a degree or in some area.
You have to have passed the third grade?
You have to have more than a high school education. You need to have a bachelor's degree in something or have some experience in one of the areas where the PRC regulates, which is public utilities, insurance, or transportation. So that bill passed out, that constitutional amendment passed out of the House on a 70-0 vote.
Oh, my goodness.
And then another PRC bill takes, which passed out with no votes in opposition, takes the insurance superintendent out of the PRC and makes it a separately elected position. Because we've had a lot of controversy with the insurance commissioner, and that insurance commissioner reports to the five PRC people. So there is a really big push in the legislature this year to change how this entity works. And I think that we're going to see these bills on the ballot in the general election for the public to say, yes, we like these changes because we're not happy with how it's been working.
Well, nobody can predict the future, but it sort of looks like if the legislature is voting 70-0, it's got a pretty darn good chance.
Yeah, I would say so.
Very interesting. We're talking to Linda Siegel with today's legislative updates. Now, there are some tax bills. What's going on with that?
A very interesting bill. The Senate Finance Committee Chair introduced a bill to eliminate all gross receipts taxes, which he did more as a message to the legislature, because if we were to eliminate all gross receipts taxes, the budget would be cut by $1.6 billion. And that bill actually first passed its first committee, but it was more, let's just show you all how much gross receipts impacts state government. Because every year, including this year, we have a lot of bills introduced that want gross receipts tax changes. And we're eroding the tax base.
Well, there are some bills that very small businesses wouldn't have to pay gross receipts taxes, which does sound kind of reasonable, is it not?
Well, it depends. Is that really going to help the economy? It's going to help that person, perhaps, but is it going to help the economy to hire more people? Gross receipts taxes. We've taken gross receipts taxes off of boxing matches, of recreational activities. In positive ways, we've removed the gross receipts tax from certain energy products so that we can encourage their development. I mean, it has been used as a vehicle to encourage certain kinds of development. But as if we just whittle away at it year after year, it's not going to help contribute to the overall health of our government's services.
Are they talking about putting it back with anybody?
Well, you know, we need a real tax overhaul. And we've had commissions look at these issues in the past and make recommendations, but there's never been the legislative will to really equalize and try to determine the fairness of our tax system. So I think that was part of the message that Senator Smith was trying to send by eliminating all the gross receipts tax and showing people, well, that's how important gross receipts tax is, because if you take it away, this government will not function.
Speaking of equalizing, how is State Senator Peter Wirth's bill doing, which would basically equalize corporate taxes across the board?
It actually passed out of its first committee, the Senate Corporations Committee, and is on to the next committee. So it's moving, which is more than it's done in the past.
Let's see. Is there a bill about lobbyists?
Oh, I wanted to talk about that in the context of the fireworks bill. You know, we had this terrible year last year where fireworks, we could not ban fireworks in any part of the state, even though the state was burning up. So this year, as promised, the governor put on her call a bill that would allow counties or the state to say, look, it's too dangerous, we're not going to have fireworks. But in the first committee, the lobbyists for the fireworks industry came in and attempted to kill that bill. And what happened was the committee then moved the bill out with no recommendation, but they felt, those committee members, those legislators, felt tremendous pressure. And I don't know if this bill will get through just because of the power of businesses to say, wait, we would go out of business if you banned fireworks. And yet, on the other hand, what about our public safety?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the very idea that somebody going out of business is more important than somebody's house not getting burned down.
Right, right.
What about education? I've been thinking about this since we talked last week, and I was wondering if, you know, if this third grade promotion bill passes, we might have a state full of third graders 10 years from now.
Well, it's, there are several bills that have been introduced, and we don't know where they're going yet. They passed out of the first committees both the governor's plan as well as legislators' plan, and the legislators' plan doesn't hold people back. So we'll have to see. You know, Mary Charlotte, I am going to have to hang up because I am kind of stuck.
Okay, Linda Siegel, drive your car and be safe, and we will see you next week with the legislative update. Thanks
okay.
So much for being with us.
Thank you, Charlotte.
And I'm looking at the New Mexico legislature page on the Santa Fe New Mexican. I see that the House Energy Committee's hearing on fracking, hydraulic fracturing, starts at 8:30 in room 309. You can also watch and listen live at nmlegis.gov. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR. I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Jody Fagan. She is co-founder of a newly formed group called 100 Women Who Care in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. I'm happy to be here.
So this is a group that's basically looking to pull their money together and give money to organizations in Santa Fe who are both worthy and needy.
That's right. Myself and three other friends, we decided we wanted to come together and do something that could make a difference in our community. We felt as individuals we really couldn't do that. So we felt like if we joined together and collected our friends and those people invited their friends and we could get a group together, we could make a difference.
So the idea is that four times a year you meet, everybody contributes $100 each time, or you can have teams of two women who contribute $50 each, or four who contribute $25 each, whatever, and you get at least 100 women, and that's a lot of money. That's $40,000 if it works out.
That's right. The concept is very simple. If we had a group of women and we commit $100 each four times a year, and let's say we do get that group up to 100 women, each time we're doing $10,000. And what we do is we put names in the hat of a charity that we want to support. And it also gives us an opportunity to learn about other charities in this community. And then we draw three names out of a hat. We hear about those three different charities. And then we vote. And whichever charity wins, we all write our checks that evening to that charity. We don't have to spend a lot of time or energy, but can really raise a lot of money and make a difference to that charity.
So how do you choose who goes into the hat?
Anybody in our group can nominate. We just drop names in the hat, and then when those three names are pulled out, you have to have filled out a little form. Now, it doesn't, you know, have to be a lot of information, but just some basic information about the charity so we can let everyone else in the group know about this charity and what it does for the community.
And so it's not like somebody from that group is there giving a presentation or something like that.
No, but if once that charity wins and gets the $10,000 for that night, we do invite someone from that charity the next meeting to tell us how the funds were spent.
And so you are having a meeting coming right up. It's on, when is it?
It's Wednesday, February 8th, so
okay,
it's coming
so
up soon.
Yeah, coming up very soon. And you are basically inviting, well, 100 or however many people want it. Women. Why women only?
Well, I used to live in Santa Fe and just recently moved back. So for me, the idea to just have women only was a way to connect with other women, other like-minded women in the community. You know, eventually maybe we can make it for, you know, to have men included too. But I think sometimes when just women get together and, you know, join together, they can really make a difference. And it just feels like it's a good way for us to do something good for our community.
So if somebody is listening who would like to actually show up on Wednesday, what should they do? Is there a number they can call or?
Yes, well, first of all, it's going to be held at the Center for Spiritual Living, which is at 505 Camino de los Marques, and it's from 6 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 8th. We have a website, www.100, and that's the number 100womenwhocaresantafe.com. And they can go online, they can also, there's a number locally, you can call one of our members, Katie Roundtree, 466-0300, if they have questions. But please just come, we just want to spread the word, invite as many women as we can to kick off this meeting and launch this this organization and really start making a difference for our community.
Jody Fagan is with 100 Women Who Care in Santa Fe. Once again, 100womenwhocaresantafe.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And I would like to welcome to the program Rob DeWalt, but we're starting a little early and he's not here yet because there is some serious snow and traffic and craziness on St. Francis Drive. So he will be here in a few minutes speaking of the arts. So I will just start without Rob, and Rob, out in radio land in your car, please drive carefully above all. And everybody else, please drive carefully. It's not great driving out there. I have a very old car, which is a 1985 Toyota Tercel, which I call Studs Tercel. And Studs really drives happily in this kind of weather. And, you know, kudos to those old Toyotas. They just run forever. All right, so we're going to start off with kitties. There is a sweet Valentine kitty available from Felines and Friends, a local cat rescue and placement organization which finds homes for abandoned cats and neglected cats and cats who just need a home. And this week's featured cat is Fila. She's very friendly, and she's a social kitty once she gets settled, and she gets along well with other gentle cats. But she can be intimidated by dominant cats. And she's a brown tabby with a dark coat. And if you're interested in adopting her, please call 505-316-2281 or look for Felines and Friends New Mexico on the web. You can also visit the weekly adoption Felines and Friends kitties at Petco in Santa Fe. And adoption advisors will be on hand Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4 at Tecatu in San Busco. And the first Saturday of each month, from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Actually, the 10 to 2 is at Tecatu, and the Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4 is at Petco. Okay. Enough about kitties for now. And February 4th, that's tomorrow, there is an event I got from the City of Santa Fe news releases called Learn How to Stretch at Marty Sanchez, the free winter workshop series. Continues at Marty Sanchez Links de Santa Fe this Saturday with certified personal trainer Jeff Nalen, and the community is invited to learn the proper way to stretch to reduce the risk of injury and flexibility. It's 10 to 11 tomorrow inside the Back 9 Grill, and look out also for the golf fitness program and the weight loss programs that are coming up. If you go to facebook.com/linksdeSantaFe. All right. This is called Speaking of the Arts. Not a lot of arts here yet. Let's look at what's happening at Collected Works Bookstore. And on Tuesday, the 7th of February at 6 in the evening, Collected Works Bookstore presents Pocket Unit, a duo ensemble featuring local poet Lauren Camp and bassist Paul Brown. They will present selections from Lauren Camp's first collection of poetry, This Business of Wisdom. That's at Collected Works Bookstore on Tuesday. And Lauren Camp is a longtime DJ at KSFR, a wonderful jazz DJ, poet and artist, person of many trades, and a wonderful person. We're going to have her on the radio a little bit down the road when she's doing another project coming up, which you will hear about. CCA Cinematech. Let's see. Today, Friday, Shame. Steve McQueen's film, a critical favorite and multiple award winner, follows Brandon, played by Michael Fassbender, a New Yorker who shuns intimacy with women but feeds his desires with a compulsive addiction. A compulsive sexual addiction at when his younger... Anyway, explicit sexual content in this movie, not maybe not a family movie, or maybe a family movie. But anyway, that's opening tonight at the CCA Cinematheque. It's supposed to be great. Final shows of Sing Your Song. That is one of America's great heroes, Harry Belafonte, and his rise from the jazz and folk clubs of Greenwich Village in Harlem to his emergence as a great star. And it's a terrific movie. Sing Your Song at the CCA Last Days. My Week with Marilyn, which is a movie about Marilyn Monroe, which I have not seen yet, but played by Michelle Williams, supposed to be a fantastic movie. And The Way continues for yet another week. I'm not sure when it ends or if it's just ongoing, but The Way is a terrific movie. It's Emilio Estevez's powerful, inspirational film, and it's actually a father and son film. Martin Sheen plays the father who has lost his son, and he takes a pilgrimage along the famed Camino de Santiago in Spain, and the son is played by his son, Emilio Estevez. And the movie Crazy Wisdom continues about Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, the bad boy of Buddhism. And let's see. Split Estate is happening Thursday, February 9th. That's part of the New Energy Economy Getting Real film series. And Split Estate is a very interesting film. It's a documentary about basically the reality of, ladies and gentlemen, the description they're giving here is not what I remember. But anyway, Split Estate, as I recall from seeing it, is about the reality that you can own your property but not own the land under your property, and so all sorts of people are having drilling rigs set up in their front yard, and the drinking water in their taps is so contaminated that you can light it on fire. All right, lots of other good movies coming up. We hope to be talking next week about a film called The City Dark, and we'll get you more information about that. All right, that's the CCA Cinematheque. CCA can be found at ccasantafe.org. And David Geist is always with us at Pronzo, Geist Cabaret, and he will be playing today and then tomorrow with Julia Trujillo. Hello?
Ha. Good morning.
Well, who's there?
This is Dan Garrity.
Dan Garrity of KSFR News.
Yes, good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning. Are you speaking of the arts with me?
I am for a little bit because, you know, not only do I wear a news hat, but I'm also on the board at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Oh, good.
And tonight is the gala for our annual fundraiser known as Benchwarmers.
Excellent. Tell us about it.
Well, this is the 11th year that we've done this one-act festival, and it's 8 new plays by local writers with a huge cast of local talent all getting together, and it's a terrific evening, and over the years, it's really become one of the Playhouse audience's favorite slots. And of course, I know you've partaken of it in the past.
Benchwarmers is fantastic.
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a real smorgasbord of an evening. There are comedies. There are more contemplative pieces, some wild and wacky moments. And actually, some old KSFR friends are involved. We have a terrific play that kicks off the evening by none other than Monsieur Ron Bloomberg.
Ah, wonderful. He's very funny.
He is. He is very funny, and his pieces are very funny as well. And tonight is our gala.
And so tonight is the gala and performance?
The performance begins at 8 p.m., and this weekend kicks off a run that continues throughout the month of February.
So you can see Benchwarmers. Now, is there more than one program of Benchwarmers, or is it one program that you just keep seeing?
Well, this is the way it works. Eight plays are chosen for fully staged productions, and then an additional eight are given rehearsed readings. And this year we're doing it a little differently. The eight fully staged productions play every week, Thursday through Sunday, Sunday being a matinee at 2 p.m. And then that evening at 6 p.m., next Sunday, will be the first round of the rehearsed readings. And that gives the writers an opportunity to put their work before an audience, get a feel for how it plays, make any adjustments they want, and then the Sunday following, they get to do that again.
Dan Garrity, are you going to be on stage?
I am not on stage in this one. I've had pieces in Benchwarmers in years past. I performed in one of my own pieces many years ago, directed another piece. But as of late, after joining the Playhouse board, I sort of serve as the executive producer, if you will, of the slot. So I try to oversee and assist people as much as I can. And, I'm also doing, I'll be up in the booth. I'll be running some audio-visual files from the booth.
Excellent. Well, Benchwarmers, now what's the website for Santa Fe Playhouse?
That is SantaFePlayhouse.org,
okay.
I believe. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, great work, Mr. Dan Garrity, both in the Santa Fe Playhouse and Benchwarmers and in everything else you're doing at KSFR News.
Thank you, my wonderful colleague.
Great to hear your resident voice on the radio.
All right. Talk to you soon, Mary Charlotte.
All right. Great. Now, there is another event happening, and it's on Thursday of next week, Thursday the 9th of February, Wild Earth Guardians is once again hosting Mountain Film on Tour in Santa Fe. It's the Mountain Film Festival, which is a mix of films from mountain sports to amazing wild places. And last night I screened a film called Kadoma, which is about three kayakers, one African and two American, who kayak on a river into the heart of Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. And these are rivers that are so dangerous, both in terms of the rapids and in terms of the wildlife that is ready to eat you at just a moment's notice, that it is very hard for me to understand why anybody who was sane would do this. But nevertheless, they did it, and there's a film about it, quite a gripping and beautifully made and beautifully shot film. I've been trying to get in touch with the director, but I think I missed him because he's on his way to Africa. So we'll see if we get an interview about that film next week. But that's just one of the many films happening on Thursday, the 9th of February at 7 o'clock at the Lensic. Tickets are available at 988-1234 or at Wild Earth Guardians, Santa Fe Mountain Sports, or at the Lensic box office. For more information, you can go to 988-9126. I mean, you can call 988-9126. That's Wild Earth Guardians. Mary Lynn?
Charlotte, Bill Dupuis here.
Bill Dupuis!
Just want to break in and say that the roads in Santa Fe are terrible.
They are.
I got in a bit late myself and saw a backup of traffic on I-25 that went for miles as drivers tried to get off onto St. Francis and onto Pecos Trail. So if you don't have to go out, if you don't have to get on I-25, and if you don't have to get into Santa Fe, don't do it. Even if you do have to get into Santa Fe, you won't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It's
as we say in New York, don't do it.
It's extraordinary. The snow came so fast and so quick, I'm sure the city didn't have time to prepare. There is not one spot, or there wasn't 30 minutes ago, of any cinders at any intersection. So it's treacherous. You have to be very careful. Neighborhood streets are very icy. Even Pecos Trail is icy itself.
The only people who really should be required to get out of the house at all are Bill Dupuis, Darren Garrity,
and Mary Charlotte, and Mary Lynn LeBlanc.
And Mary Lynn LeBlanc, because it's important for us to tell you not to go out of the house.
Not to go out. Well, if you don't have to, don't do it just yet. Give the city a chance to clean things up.
Yeah, definitely. And all right. And
okay, we'll keep you posted.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And you're listening to Speaking of the Arts. Rob DeWalt is, we hope, going to be here. It's very treacherous, and he is experiencing the exact same thing that the rest of us are on these roads. So stay home. And I would say when you're home, make yourself a nice cup of tea or coffee.
That's what I did here, Mary Charlotte.
Are you drinking your nice Santa Fe tea?
I'm drinking some
KSFR tea.
KSFR lemon detox tea, detoxing my nerves from driving on these roads. They are horrific.
They're really bad.
Very.
All right, this Saturday at 11 o'clock, right here on KSFR, controversial author David Icke returns for part three of his two-hour conversation with Taryn Lovewave. That's Camp Lovewave. Every Saturday at 11 o'clock right here on KSFR Santa Fe Public Radio.
And 2 hours after that show, you have Moonwise with moi.
With Mary Lynn LeBlanc. It's an astrology show where you talk about astrology and its multiform and myriad manifestations.
And I'm talking about Saturn, the wall, the strict teacher. Stay off the roads, folks. No driving today.
Ah, Saturn. So astrology tells you to stay off the roads?
Well, you could say that, maybe. Actually, today we have a Gemini moon, which is good for transportation, local transportation. I'd say walk around your house.
If that. all right. So what else is happening? Let's take a look here.
Well, I've got the Pasatiempo here.
Oh, good. That's your step ahead of me. I've just got my email.
But before I even look at the tons of things to do this week, I want to know, Mary Charlotte, how you actually do this. You get out there and see so many art showings and so many book signings and go to movies, and I'm just floored by it all.
You know, 2 feet and a gas pedal, baby.
And studs.
Studs Tercel, the trusty steed of a car. All right, tonight at Gig Santa Fe, Bruce Dunlap will be playing the guitar at 7:30, solo acoustic jazz guitar. And then tomorrow, Jono Manson, also at 7:30 at Gig. And he is a terrific and prolific singer-songwriter and recording artist. Jono Manson's amazing. And Gig Santa Fe is at 1808 2nd Street, right here in town, and a wonderful place to listen to music.
Well, you know, I see on Sunday, too, there's classical music at the Scottish Rite Center there on Paseo de Peralta.
Ah, what's happening?
They have music of Iwasen, Previn, and Schumann.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, not bad.
Cool. What else is happening? So opening Friday, let's see, when did this email come? I'm going to make sure I'm not reading last week's. Okay, yes, at The Screen. The Screen is the fabulous movie theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Oranges and Sunshine, a British movie starring Emily Watson and Hugo Weaving, tells the story of Margaret Humphreys, a social worker from Nottingham who uncovered one of the most significant social scandals of recent times, the mass deportation of children from the United Kingdom to Australia. And she returns thousands of families, and it's quite an amazing movie. Now, what else? On Sunday, I think Santa Fe might have the most opera fans per capita of any city in the United States. What do you think about that, Mary Lynn?
I think that's really true. We have the best opera house, period. Where else can you look at the beautiful Tsuki Mountains and stars at night at the same time as hearing
the sunset
scores
and the opera?
Yes.
No, it's quite amazing. And we also have now all of these high-definition operas. And I was just having a conversation yesterday with Desiree Mays, with whom I do the opera series each spring in advance of the opening of the Santa Fe Opera. And she was saying how the high-definition operas, you know, it's when you're directing an opera on stage and it's also being made into a film, you're basically directing either for film or for the house audience, and it's tricky to do both and to make the decisions of how to direct for both of those media, which are two completely different media. And apparently, I haven't seen any of them, but the first HD operas were not very well done because they hadn't quite gotten the hang of filming the stage medium, and now they're really, really good. So this weekend, on Sunday, encore performance of Cendrillon, Royal Opera House, music by Massenet, conducted by Bertrand de Billy, directed by Laurent Pelly. I don't know how you pronounce French, but anyway, choreographed by Laura Scozzi, and starring Joyce DiDonato and others. So that's February 5th at 11 o'clock. It's part of Performance at the Screen. And Monday, one night only, the New Media Festival. And that is New Media Festival, is the Sundance for the Facebook crowd. That's all I know about that. But it should be very interesting, and it's on, I think I'm going to go to this, actually. It's one night only, February 6th at 7 in the evening. February 6th, is that Monday?
That's Monday, yes.
That's Monday, at the Screen. And the final shows of the movie Jane's Journey, and that is about Dr. Jane Goodall. And I got to go see that, too. And Young Goethe in Love, which I've heard is terrific, and held over my afternoons with Marguerite. So lots of good things at the Screen, and the Screen is one of the most terrific movie theaters. If you want to check out more on your computer, just Google the Screen Santa Fe, and you will get there.
You know, I heard an interview with Jane Goodall not too long ago on television, and it made me want to go and see that film. And one of the things that I didn't realize was that chimpanzees can get quite violent at times, and it's just very surprising, and made me think about how people like her and others who work with them are quite brave.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Of course, then I'm thinking about their relatives, those Homo sapiens.
I was going to say, they also get quite violent at times.
That's right.
Mary Lynn LeBlanc with us on Speaking of the Arts. Yes, it's all true.
And I'm trying to flip these pages and follow you. We need a video screen here.
I know. Poor Rob DeWalt is probably listening from his radio in the car saying,
and suffering.
Why am I suffering, saying, why am I not here? All right, let's see. Let me get back to my calendar here.
Do you have things on your email list that people send you?
I have so many things on my email list that people send me that I've got 33 messages in this particular folder called calendar items. I want to follow up on a past interview. Jack Lehman, who is a trainer with the Center for Nonviolent Communication, is doing an intermediate level training in nonviolent communication on February 18th and 19th in Albuquerque. So if you went to the first one, you can go to the second one now, and you can get continuing education credits for it. CNVC, Center for Nonviolent Communication, CNVC.org. And look who just walked in the door.
Yay.
It is the marvelous, handsome, and man-about-town Rob DeWalt, who is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and has braved the elements to come be with us. You're like the postman through snow and sleet and pouring rain.
I have never seen traffic that bad in the winter in Santa Fe in my life. The roads are slicker than Mitt Romney's hair.
But not Donald Trump.
No, on the plus side, Donald called me this morning and endorsed my breakfast, so I'm feeling really good about myself.
Oh, really? Yeah. And what breakfast did he endorse? Pork?
Toaster pastry.
Ah, okay. Well,
you know? I was going to say fruitcake, but... God, I'm funnier when I'm late. Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning, Rob DeWalt. There's so many things going on. I don't even
yes,
know where to
are.
Begin.
You know what we didn't do a couple of weeks ago? We didn't mark our anniversary properly.
Our anniversary?
Yeah, I brought you a new batch of honey from Washington State.
Oh, is this from your bees?
This is from my partner's father's bees
in Kennewick,
Washington. So happy anniversary.
Thank you, honey.
So we have a few minutes left.
All right, we do indeed.
I heard you talking about Oranges and Sunshine. I reviewed the film in today's
Boston Tempo. Oh, did you? Is it good?
Good would be a good way to put it. Good, not awesome.
Not great, 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 great.
Yeah, I mean, the performances are strong, but the script is a little weak. But I love the score. And it's just a really compelling story. You know, it's heart-wrenching, but, you know, it doesn't really come across in the script.
Right. That's hard.
Anywho, so should we just dive right in?
You dive, baby.
Okay. First I want to talk about an all-ages show that's happening at 8 p.m. on Tuesday the 7th at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space on the campus of SWAD, Santa Fe University of Art and Design. We've got a minimalist post-punk ensemble called Pitch and Bark, and they're playing with an experimental percussion duo called Light Show. And the headliner is one of my favorites, We Drew Lightning, which is basically Roland Ostheim and Michael Smith. And if you like experimental music and you like post-punk, this would be a great show to go to because it's all ages and it's free. And it's at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, February 7th.
Excellent.
Over there at the O'Shaughnessy. So I was kind of in and out, you know, trying to let everyone know that I was going to be late for all my stuff today. So what did we cover? Did we talk about Benchwarmers?
Yes. Dan Garrity got on the air and talked about Benchwarmers.
Thank you, Dan.
And Bill Dupuy got on the air talking about how nobody should be on the road except for people who are about to do radio on KSFR.
Exactly. I thought, well, you know, we did that one show I did from my house when it was like there was 2 feet of snow on the ground. And
that
it was,
works.
Yeah, but I was driving and it just wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
But there's a really cool thing going on that I am going to tonight. I believe it's tonight. The Winter Brew Fest.
Oh!
It's part of Winter Fiesta. It's a craft brew and comfort food festival presented by the New Mexico Brewers Guild and Chris Goblet, who is a very nice gentleman, has invited me to go to this event, and he heads the Brewers Guild, and he's a very nice fellow. That's from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Farmers Market Pavilion. It's, you know, the tickets are such and such, but if you have a Winter Fiesta pass, they're a little bit less. You can get all this stuff at the door. You can go to nmbeer.org, which sounds like a site that I could totally lose myself in.
That sounds like a great site, nmbeer.org.
Nmbeer.org.
I once downloaded every beer song that I could find.
Really?
Yeah. And I gave them to my beer-drinking friend, and he put one of them as his ringtone.
There's a great song by a band called Fear called More Beer that you must get. And there's also a great song out there called I Like Beer, Beer is Good.
This one's lyrics were beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I think I'll have some beer.
Oh, that's so
lovely. I like drinking beer.
I like beer a lot.
But, you know, this is a family show. But, of course, right. The children of the people who are listening are going to eventually, at some point, try beer.
Right.
And some of them will become connoisseurs.
Correct.
Some of them will think this is gross, as I kind of do. I'm not a beer drinker myself. And some of them will indulge in the occasional can of Bud Light.
Ah. Can of Bud Light.
You know.
Yeah. Cool.
It's an American tradition.
Did we talk about the Black History Month celebration?
No, go for it.
Museum of International Folk Art Family Program. Agalu is going to be there. There's performances at 1 and 3 p.m. This is, let's see, and what else? Oh, and at 2 p.m., the New Mexico Centennial Children's author Vonda Michelle Nelson discusses Almost to Freedom at the Museum of International Folk Art. And this is all by museum admission on Sunday the 5th. I believe if you're a New Mexico resident, there's no charge.
Excellent.
You can call 476-1200 for more information about that event. Happy Black History Month, by the way.
Happy Black History Month. And I'm going to be interviewing sometime soon, I'm not sure what day, the editor of a book on Malcolm X.
Ooh.
And so that should be interesting. Big, thick book. And the author died right around the time of publication, which was very sad, Manning Marable. And so but we're going to get one of the editors of the book on the air. Because I've done a ton of Martin Luther King during Martin Luther King Week, but during Black History Month, I've really never covered Malcolm X, and I think he's such an interesting and compelling and important person.
Yeah. I was just, I don't know what it was. I was washing dishes yesterday, and I started thinking about Malcolm X. I'm not sure why. Must have been some sort of weird media nugget that got stuck in my head.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it happens.
Hey, you know. Occupy the Arts is having an opening tonight from 6 to 9 at the, how do you pronounce this? B-A-R-E-I-S-S. Bareis?
Sounds right.
Bareis Gallery. And there will be other educational activities throughout the week, free and open to the public. The gallery is open on February 4th from 9. The gallery will be open February 4th, 9, noon to 5. 4th through 9th, from noon to 5 to see the show. Sunday from 2 to 5 is the Taos High Poetry Team fundraiser. Tuesday, February 7th, Reviving Democracy, a call for government by the people, a public talk and discussion by Craig Barnes, who is one of KSFR's wonderful radio program hosts and a playwright and author. And Wednesday, February 8th, Oscar-winning film Inside Job, narrated by Matt Damon, tells us the full story of how the big banks brought down the economy and came out ahead. Occupy the Arts, sponsored by We the People, in Taos. For more information, call Gaia at 505-751-3064. And nice to have a little bit of news from Taos as well as Santa Fe.
Absolutely. There's some great, I don't know if you guys touched on any exhibits that are opening this week.
Go for it.
We've got the Monroe Gallery Photography over there on Don Gaspar Avenue. We've got The Lovings, work by Gray Villet, I think, or Villet. I'm not sure how that is pronounced. And then we've got Discovered, work by Vivian Meyer. There's a great story on page 32. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. The show is up through April 22nd. Manitou's got a great show. Wine, Chocolate, and Jewelry group show. They do this pretty much every season right around Valentine's Day. They do this awesome show. Wine, Chocolate, and Jewelry group show. There's a reception from 5 to 7:30 tonight, and that's up through Valentine's Day. Actually closes on February 17th. And here's one. I might just, you know, find myself at Counter Culture Cafe, maybe for a muffin, or maybe to see Flex and Flexibility, Bodybuilders and Rodeo Riders. Photographs by Liz Karp. There's no reception, but the show is up through March 6th.
Now so you're talking.
Go get your muffin.
Opening today from 4 to 6 in the Rail Yard, Shade Structure by Paseo de Peralta Farmers Market Building. Erin Lynn Forrest has created a series of objects at once absurd and sincere using lead, rubber, wool, and more. The exhibition continues through the 26th of February at various locations. Call axelart.com for location updates. And this is Axel Contemporary, which is an ever-moving gallery inside of a vehicle.
Yes. Yes. And you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes.
Find out where they are.
As you can follow Santa Fe Radio Cafe on Twitter and Facebook.
That's correct. I don't follow you
Did
on Twitter.
Did you know I'm on Twitter?
No.
Radio Cafe, Cafe MC.
Radio Cafe MC.
Yeah, that's my initials.
At Radio Cafe.
At Radio Cafe MC. I'm just getting the hang of the Twitter thing. I have been told in a very authoritative manner repeatedly that I have to tweet four times a day.
You have to tweet four times? Yeah, I tweet.
I bet you're good at that.
No, I'm more of a book facer.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm trying to do more of the tweeting since it's like I put my Twitter address at the bottom of my column and then I don't put anything on Twitter and it's kind of sad. Anyway, the 7th Annual Sweetheart Auction is Saturday, the 4th at 5 p.m. at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. This is great. The Cancer Foundation from New Mexico, which recently changed its name to that, is having a fundraiser. There's going to be a buffet dinner. I believe Peas and Pod Catering is going to be catering the event. So there's going to be a silent and live auctions. They're going to auction off a hybrid vehicle. Basically, the deal is they expanded their coverage area. This is for people who seek treatment seek cancer treatment in Santa Fe, and they expanded their coverage area to include most of northern New Mexico. So they're basically they need more money.
It's just about time to go. Unfortunately, you just got here, Rob DeWalt.
I know, so sad.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the friends and fans of Dick Hogle, who was involved in basically doing the tech component of most of the dance, music, and film productions over the past 30 years that many of you have seen. He and his wife have fallen on hard times, both had cancer, retired, sold their business, but somehow were held liable when it went bankrupt. If you would like to help out Dick Hogel, please email him at dick.hogel@gmail.com. Hogel is spelled H-O-G-L-E. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We've only got 10 seconds left. Rob DeWalt, thank you for braving the elements to come here, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, hopefully with better weather and better roads.
Everybody drive safely or don't drive at all.
Exactly.